الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We continue our reading of the book of Hadith, Al-Arba'un fil Bala'i wal Waba'i wal Ta'un, 40 Hadith on Trials, Pandemics and Plagues. And we continue with chapter number 2, Babun fil Akhdhi bil Asbabi, chapter 2 on being prepared and taking precautionary measures. This chapter is from Hadith number 6 to Hadith number 11. And this chapter primarily deals with drawing the distinction between the ultimate cause of everything, everything that transpires in this entire universe. The true and ultimate cause is Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom has designed the working of things in this universe to be the system of cause and effect. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided and created means by which things come into effect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate cause and the ultimate decision maker. And the means is exactly what it says, it is merely the means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring about any effect with or without means. Allah can bring about any effect by choosing any means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate doer of all things. Hadith number 6. عن أسامة بن زيد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. A hadith narrated by أسامة ابن زيد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, قال, that he had said, إذا سمعتم بالطاعون بأرض, that if you hear of a plague in a land, فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا, do not enter it. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا, and if it breaks out in a land and you are present, فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا, then do not leave it. Hadith number 7. عن أسامة بن شريك أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. A hadith narrated by Usama bin Shariq that the Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, had said, تداووا عباد الله, O slaves of Allah, make use of medical treatment. فإن الله لم يضع داء, for Allah has not made any disease. إِلَّا وَضَعَ لَهُ دَوَاءً, except that He has made a cure for it. This hadith once again highlighting the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimately the creator of the disease itself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimately the one who gives, provides cure or cures the disease. And Allah had decided that the cure or the means of the cure will be medication, will be medicine. And so we are thus instructed by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to administer medication, to take medicine in order to cure disease. حديث نمبر 8 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن أي حديث narrated from أبي هريرة may Allah be pleased with him يقول and he says قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that the messenger of Allah peace and blessings be upon him said لا عدوى there is no unbidden contagion meaning there is no such thing as a disease being contagious or infectious what this means is that intrinsically a disease by itself does not infect or is not contagious it is ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who makes the decision one can separate the two things the disease itself and the characteristic of being contagious and there are two separate things that Allah decides to put together as if they are one just like fire the physical fire and the quality of burning There are two separate things, and both these two separate things are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah joins the two together as if they are one. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any point can separate them and remove the quality of burning from the fire, just as Allah had done with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. In the very same way, the disease itself is something which is the creation of Allah. The characteristic of being infectious and contagious is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one who puts the two together as and it seems as if it is one. وَلَا طِيَرَ And there is no evil omen. وَلَا هَامَ And there is no death bird. This refers to a superstitious paganistic practice where if someone has been murdered and the family of the murdered person does not demand the life of the murderer or does not demand blood money from the murderer and his family, then a bird settles on the grave of the murdered person until such time that either the murderer's life is taken or the blood money is paid by the murderer and his family. وَلَا سَفَر No bad luck attached to the month of Safar. There is no such thing. وَفِرَّ مِنَ الْمَجْذُومِ And flee from a leper كَمَا تَفِرُّ مِنَ الْأَسَدِ As one keeps away from a lion. Again, highlighting the point that you and I living in this world created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the workings of this world designed and created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we live according to that design with the yaqeen and with the certainty and understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer of everything. حديث نمبر 9 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن حديث narrated by أبي هريرة may Allah be pleased with him أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال that the prophet of Allah peace and blessings be upon him said لا يوردن ممرض على مصح Do not quarantine a healthy person with an infected one. Hadith number 10. عن مالك الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال A hadith reported by Malik al-Ash'ari. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, الطهور شطر الإيمان. Being clean and pure is half of faith. Subhanallah. If we study the chapters of fiqh, we will find that the very first chapter is Kitab al-Tahara, the book of purification. And so we are taught by our deen, by Allah, via Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to purify ourselves, how to keep pure, not only our bodies, our physical bodies, but also, most important, our hearts and our minds. Hadith number 11, and the final hadith of this chapter. عن معاذ ابن جبل أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة. صدقة, charity, wipes away sin. سبحان الله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this our habit, to make giving of charity our habit, to make helping those who are in need, may that be our habit, inshallah. That not a day goes by except that in that day we have given some form of charity, that in that day we have helped someone in need. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الناس إلى الله, the most beloved of man to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أنفعهم للناس, are those who are of most benefit to others. اللهم اجعلنا منهم, may Allah make us of them, يا رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.